What? Bullshit. Bullshit, Ben. That can't be true.
Why do you think I'm telling this story? Because it's amazing.
Digital, digital, super funny show. Come on, freaking, we adore. Let's have a fun.
Show yourself.
Hello, all you Teacher Talk freaks and weirdos and normal people, too.
I love that song.
The Okinawan intro?
Yeah, it makes me think of palm trees and spam.
I think spam is pretty gross, to be honest.
Well, I've never tried it, but...
Oh, right. Of course you haven't tried it.
Well, I may have, because remember, for the first 12 years of my life, I did eat meat.
You became a vegetarian when you were 12 years old.
I wasn't born one. It wasn't like my mother pushed me out and the doctor said, "Congratulations, it's a vegetarian."
Is it a boy? Is it a girl? Bad news. It's a vegetarian.
It's a vegetarian.
No! My baby's a vegetarian.
In this case, we can throw it away or you can take it home.
do you still want it? Oh, God.
She kept me, and here I am. I've never tried spam, and I never will, even if I start eating meat again because of a survival situation. I still will try to avoid spam.
Yeah, well, it's not very healthy. There's a lot of salt in it.
Yeah, well, I like salt. So
I like salt too, Ben.
That part doesn't put me off.
Too much salt.
You know what I thought about?
What did you think about?
Like,
what a stupid question. Of course I don't know what you've thought about. How the hell would I know what you thought about?
Abe, it's called a rhetorical question. You're supposed to say, what did you think about, Ben?
It's a rhetorical question, a question that does not need an answer. Anyway, go ahead, Ben. Tell us what you thought about.
So, you know I listen to my body, right?
Right. You are in tune with your body.
I'm very in tune with my body. My body speaks to me.
Okay. With farts? It says,
"That's
hey, Ben, I think you're hungry."
Pretty much, yeah. I smell my farts and it tells me what I need.
That's your communication with your body is smelling your own farts?
No, you're that, and there's a little voice in my head.
Okay.
Mm. It's like a little lady's voice, and it says, "You need salt, or you need sugar, or you should drink some milk."
Does it also tell you you need honkin?
Yep. "You need a beer, or tonight..." "Tonight you should drink wine."
"You need alpaca."
"You need to masturbate."
Okay, Ben, too that much kind of information.
Kind of stuff. So I thought, imagine a necklace, right?
Yeah, a necklace, yeah.
That you wear around your neck, like an accessory.
So a necklace, yeah.
And there's a
you don't have to explain what a necklace is.
There's a block of one. There's a block of salt. There's a block of sugar.
You mean a cube that you can lick or something?
Yes, yes.
Like a horse.
Like a horse, exactly. So
horses, you have a salt block that you keep in their stable.
It's called a salt lick.
Yeah, salt lick.
Yeah.
It's a block of salt that the horses lick.
Right. So I just thought, if I have a little necklace with a block of salt and a block of sugar, every time I'm like, I want to buy some potato chips or I want to eat some chocolate, instead I can just lift the block to my mouth and just lick it a little bit, and I won't get fat because I'm buying all this junk food.
That would work only for you.
Really?
Yeah, because you have no sense of good food. You're not a food guy. You've said that yourself.
Let me correct you. I have an excellent sense of taste, and I know what tastes good, but I can't be bothered with it.
If you truly had a keen, a sharp sense of taste, then you would be bothered. You would want to eat.
No, I do. I often do, but there are many times where I don't. And that's where my little salt sugar necklace would come in handy.
Okay. So instead of eating a piece of chocolate cake for dessert, you just lift up your necklace and go, okay, sugar, here we go. And then, that's a strange licking noise.
I lick it like that, and then I think, oh, I'm not going to buy that chocolate bar now.
Well, why don't you try it, and then let us know how it goes.
Teacher Talk Salt Sugar Block Necklace coming soon.
All right. Anyway, Ben, we must apologize to our lovely YouTube subscribers.
They must miss our beautiful, handsome faces.
It has been a long time since we've done a video.
The gods decided we couldn't meet.
Yes, both of our kids kind of got sick.
Damn you, gods!
So unfortunately, we couldn't meet. We couldn't make a video. Sorry, you guys who prefer YouTube, but we will be back, I promise.
Are you drinking alcohol right now, Abe?
It is 9:51
p.m.
Yes. And guilty. Yes, I am. I have a beer here.
I sentence you to finish that beer.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, me too. I'm drinking alcohol because it's, you know, a late summer's night.
It's a hot summer night.
Hot summer night. So I'm drinking our favorite wine.
Alpaca.
Alpaca.
You have a song about alpaca wine.
We have a song about alpaca wine.
It's your song. I think I wrote one verse or something.
Yeah, just one verse of two. So it's definitely our song. As I think most of our regular listeners know, alpaca is our favorite cheap wine that's sold in Japan from Chile.
Alpaca is a great wine.
Yeah.
It's only about 500 yen, and the quality is pretty decent.
So I thought that we discovered this kind of secret, right?
Well, I mean, it's very popular.
I guess it is.
It's in every supermarket and most convenience stores.
I know, but it's never sold out. You know, it's always there.
You can always get alpaca.
You can always find alpaca. My local 7-Eleven. It's a 5 minutes walk. And in my area, there's a lot of international people. There's Russians, Italians, South Americans, Indians.
It's because there's a university dormitory nearby.
There's a huge university, dormitory. Student accommodation nearby. Yeah. And that's the local convenience store for them too. So recently, I've noticed when I go to the 7-Eleven, alpaca is sold out. Completely sold out.
You mean it's always sold out?
Yeah, like always. And it seems like the local student population has discovered alpaca and realized it's the best wine you can buy on a budget. So last night, I was in the store and I saw there was one bottle left, right?
Just one.
One bottle. I was with my son and he was choosing some snacks, but I had my eye on the alpaca, right?
The last bottle.
The last one. And I was in the alcohol area with I don't know, maybe Indian or Nepalese or Sri Lankan.
Oh, and you're worried that he's going to take the last bottle.
Yeah, he was hanging around. He was looking at the wine.
Ooh, you got to move quickly, Ben.
I reached for the alpaca at the same time as him.
You both wanted to get it right at the same time?
Yes. And our hands actually touched.
Are you serious?
Yes. And because we're both gentlemen.
Uh-huh. He was like, no, you go ahead, bro. You can have the last bottle of alpaca.
It's yours. And I said, no, you can take it, man.
But in your heart, you were screaming, get the fuck away from my alpaca.
It's mine.
Oh, I want it.
All mine.
So how did you guys decide who gets the bottle?
I won. He moved away, and I took the bottle, and I bought it. And when I left the store, he was outside the store with his friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me a very sort of, I don't know, like a mean look when I was leaving the store.
Asshole, took the last bottle of alpaca.
This fucking guy took alpaca.
What a fucking asshole.
Night's ruined. Heavy competition for alpaca.
I'm surprised, like, your hands touched?
They actually touched.
Really?
It was a horrible moment. Anyway, I win.
Get out of here, buddy. My bottle.
Yeah, man. I've been in the alpaca game a while. Actually, I have a song about it. So fuck you.
You deserve it more than him. Yeah. Do you have an alpaca song, sir? Well, No, I don't. I don't even know what you're talking about. How can you have an alpaca song?
Of course he doesn't. No one does. Except us.
Anyway, Ben, enough about South American animals and wine.
Aww.
We... If you've got a question... Question.
We do.
Anything's okay. If you've got a question...
What do you do?
What do you do?
Just ask Ben and Abe.
Cause Ben and Abe will answer you. All right, Ben. What is today's listener question?
Well, we have a question about an Australian animal.
An Australian animal question.
What's the most famous Australian animal, Abe? Go.
Kangaroos.
Bingo.
Yeah, that's like the symbol of Australia.
This listener would like to know, do kangaroos put anything in their pockets other than babies?
Right, because they have a pocket for babies. They're marsupials.
Marsupials, yeah. Like koalas.
Koalas also marsupials.
Yeah. The listener asks this, you know, what's going on in this pouch, in this pocket? Is it just for babies?
Right. After the baby gets older and grows up, now you've got this empty pocket.
Right.
What do you put in there? Like some cigarettes, a lighter?
The answer is, firstly, kangaroos don't smoke. They're very healthy. Secondly, they're not hoarders. They don't hoard food. They don't save food for later, like a squirrel or something.
So kangaroos don't store food. Mm-mm. So it's not like they're going to find food and put it in their pocket and save some for later.
Grass is always there.
Right.
But this question sort of prompted me. It encouraged me.
It inspired you.
Inspired me to take a deep dive into the kangaroo's pocket.
Okay. Wow.
And let me tell you, Abe, I was disgusted at what I found.
You already have experience with a kangaroo's pocket. I remember you told us one time your friend's dad paid you $5 to put your hand in the kangaroo's pocket, and it was super slimy and gross, right?
Disgusting.
Yeah. You're traumatized.
Absolutely
by that experience.
Traumatized.
Okay, so what new facts did you find out about kangaroo pockets?
So I'm going to tell you what happens when a kangaroo's born. And you just tell me your thoughts, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So first, the kangaroo is born one at a time.
So there's only one baby.
Yep, one baby.
Not like cats or dogs where they have like six or whatever.
Yeah, a litter, we call that.
Yeah, a litter of puppies or a litter of kittens.
Right.
A group of babies. No, kangaroos have one baby just like humans.
One precious little baby. And so when the baby's born, it comes out of the mother's vagina.
That's what I expected.
Are you following?
Yes.
And then it crawls up the mother's stomach. And this is a pink little hairless thing.
Yeah, they're very, very small, right?
Yeah, it's just a little pink, squishy, squashy little thing. So this little pink thing comes out of the hot kangaroo vagina, and it crawls up the stomach fur, and it crawls into the pouch.
Okay, so the baby has a natural instinct to find the pocket right away.
Yeah, and isn't that interesting? It just knows where to go.
Yeah.
So it's in the pouch, and inside the pouch is hairless.
Oh, so there's no hair on the inside of the pouch.
No hair. It's smooth and tight and hot.
Okay.
Okay.
So it keeps the baby warm.
Oh, yeah, nice and warm.
Mm-hmm. Is the nipple in there? Like, didn't the baby drink milk, like, while it's in the pouch?
There are four nipples inside.
Four nipples?
Four nipples.
Wow, Nomi Hodai.
Yeah, it really is. And at this point, the baby is the size of a jelly bean.
No.
Yes.
No.
A jelly bean.
No way.
An edamame.
Edamame? A bean? Yeah.
It's a little mame.
Bullshit.
No, literally.
Kangaroo babies are definitely bigger than a bean.
No, they're not. And they weigh less than 1 gram.
What? Bullshit. Bullshit, Ben. That can't be true.
Why do you think I'm telling this story? Because it's amazing. And so it goes into the pouch.
Wait. Hold on. You're saying a kangaroo who grows to be like 100 kilos.
Or more.
You know, some of them, the big ones.
They'll knock you out.
Yeah, they grow to be very big. Mm. You're saying they are born the size of a bean?
Your fingertip.
No way. How do they crawl up the fur?
Using their four limbs.
So they're like a bug.
Yeah.
They're like an insect.
Yeah, like a little weird pink little insect. They can't even see.
So when the mother gives birth, has a baby.
Yeah.
She doesn't even realize that she had a baby because it's so small.
I think the mother realizes.
How long does it take them from the time they have sex till the time they give birth?
Good question, Abe. And I was hoping you'd ask.
I was hoping you'd know.
Yeah. 33 days of gestation. Very fast. Very fast. 1 month. So, you know, humans are inside the mother for about 10 months, whereas kangaroos are inside for only one. So, this tiny little jelly bean, the size of your fingernail.
That right there, Ben, that is the fact of the podcast.
Yes.
That kangaroos are the size of your fingertip when they're born. I'm blown away.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. You know I do my research, Abe.
So how long does it take a kangaroo until it goes out of the pond?
Whoa. Slow down. I know you're excited about this, but slow down a minute. So this little jelly bean climbs up into this smooth, hot pouch, right?
Yeah.
And there's four nipples inside.
Wow. That's a lot of nipples for one baby.
So they climb up into the pouch and they choose a nipple. It's not a normal nipple. This nipple's like a long worm. And the long worm nipple goes down into the throat of the baby.
Really?
And locks it in for months.
What?
They fucking lock their little babies in with their long nipples.
Really?
And they lock them in for 3 to 4 months. And they don't move.
That makes so much sense.
They don't move. They just get pumped with hot milk inside this smooth little pouch.
Wow. So marsupials are like, they're like a human baby inside the mother, but they're a little bit outside. They're like half inside, half outside. It's like when you have a outside deck, but it's got a roof and it's heated and it's got mosquito nets.
Right.
You know, it's like you're kind of outside, but not really.
So, yeah, it does that for about 3.5 months.
So the baby doesn't move at all. All it does is
suck,
drink milk.
Suck, suck.
See, my question is, what about the baby's poop?
Well, good question. So a lot of poop and pee and fucking milk spraying around.
Yeah,
from this
all in the pocket. How do they clean the pocket?
So finally, the baby climbs out, ready to jump, ready to be a kangaroo.
Like three months later.
Yeah, ready to represent the best country in the world.
Okay.
And at that point, the mother...
Covered in shit and
covered
piss
in absolute fucking shit.
Rotten milk. Yeah. Sounds perfect.
Yeah, well, you know. At this point, when the baby is ready to be independent, the mother puts her head inside her own little pocket and licks out the shit.
Oh, mom.
And the gunk and the milk and the sweat. Licks it all up.
Does she do that periodically while the baby's in there?
No, because she doesn't want to risk licking up the little baby. See?
Really? So she just lets 3 months worth of poop and piss and gross stuff just build up and then finally she cleans it with her tongue?
In 30 degree dry heat. Ooh, yeah.
Well, Ben, kangaroos, fascinating.
Disgusting animals.
Also disgusting.
Yeah. So all marsupials are extremely disgusting. You guys think koalas are cute? Think again. Marsupials are the most disgusting animals on Earth.
I mean...
Easily.
I don't know. I feel like... Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I mean, apart from you.
That is pretty gross.
It's horrible. It's one of these facts I wish I never learned.
But it's very interesting.
Thank you, Ben. Isn't it? Yeah, no worries. You know,
I think this is the best animal segment you've ever done.
Hey, guys.
I was actually really interested in this.
Yeah, we educate, and you're welcome.
So basically, the baby's born very quickly, but it's so small. It's only the size of a bean.
Yeah.
And it goes in the pocket, and then being in the pocket is kind of like a human baby growing bigger in the mother's stomach.
Pretty much, yeah. You know, human babies are connected to the mother through our belly button, our navel.
And the marsupials, the kangaroos, are connected through these long nipples that are like a worm that go like down into the throat and lock in.
Yeah.
Well, Ben, thank you very much. That was fascinating animal facts.
Anytime, you know, anytime you guys want to know about Australian animals, I'm diving deep, I'm doing deep dives, I'm doing research, I'm in the library.
Yeah, come to 55freebird.com, come to Twitter, come to Instagram, FBE Teacher Talk, on both of our social media accounts.
Please do.
Ask a question about an Australian animal, and Ben will do a deep dive, and then give us some kind of educational little little answer. That was very good, Ben.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I enjoy the praise, but it's not about the praise. Any question, we will do the work. We will give you quality answers every time.
Yes, yes. Please don't be shy. Ask us a question. Send us a comment.
Don't be shy.
Send us a message. Hopefully we'll be back on video next week. Well, great job today, Ben.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, guys. It's time to wrap it up. See you soon.